cut this short because we've got a special guest in the studio. It's very late, so we've got to go straight in and we've got to talk movies. First of all, Tosin, did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did. I had a very good holiday.
Wicked. I'm glad that you did. And you went to Wimbledon and ate strawberries and cream.
Yes, I did.
All right. So if we get time, we'll talk more about the holiday. But which films are we reviewing this week?
We're talking about two big releases at the moment. There's the latest Marvel movie, Ant-Man. And there's also... There's also Terminator Genesis, the new one with Arnie back.
I'll be back.
Yeah, he said he'll be back, and he is. And he is. Okay, let's start off with Terminator Genesis. Now, this is a film most people know about the Terminator series. So it started off with the original one up in the 80s with Arnie being the robot that was sent back from the future to kill the mother of the leader of the human resistance. And it gets all timely, and then you know he had the second one, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, in which he was sent back, but this time he was the good guy protecting the mother from another robot that had been sent back. And this was made by James Cameron, and he sort of like left it there, and I get the feeling that if it was left to James Cameron, that would have been the end of the story, Terminator 2. But the film studio wanted to make more money, so they made Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, which wasn't that good. Then they made Terminator Salvation, which is probably most famous for Christian Bale having a massive sort of like four-letter word rant at somebody who walked past his eyeline. That didn't do that well. And then they came up, and so now they've come up with this because the rights to Terminator, they revert back to James Cameron in 2017. So I think that the film studio is just trying to make as much money out of the Terminator franchise before they actually sort of like give it back to James Cameron. And this film, I had no hopes for it, quite frankly, because I just thought, it's another Terminator movie. We don't need another Terminator movie. They're coming up with some really convoluted way to get Arnie back in. So what they've done this time is that essentially the timeline has changed, and all these films are trying to do this now. X-Men did it, Star Trek did it, where the timeline changes, which means that they can say, oh, forget about what happened before. We're going to go back to that, but we're going to make it all different. So this time, the guy who gets sent back to protect Sarah Connor in the first film, Kyle Reese, he gets sent back. They go through that whole thing of him getting sent back. When he arrives, everything's changed. Sarah Connor isn't like a waitress anymore. She isn't like some, she's not like some helpless person who just needs him to save her. She's actually like a warrior. She knows how to like fight robots and all that kind of stuff. And it turns out that somebody had tried to send another robot back even further in the future to kill her as a kid. And somebody had sent Arnie back to meet her as a kid. So you now have an old Arnie who's still a robot, but he's like aging and everything like that. So you have Arnie back. And there's a brilliant scene in it in which you have Arnie fighting a young Arnie. And I don't know how they did it, because usually when they try and do like a young version of an old star, it doesn't really work. They did it with in Tron Legacy with Jeff Bridges, and the young Jeff Bridges just looked weird. This one looks like Arnie looked like in the 80s. It's so great, even only for that thing. And the first half an hour of this film, I was wondering, why the heck did you make this film? The first half an hour does a really, really good job of convincing you that it was a good idea to make this film.
Right.
Because the first half hour is like brilliant. You're watching it thinking, oh my God, this is so good. Oh my, this is... But then you can spot the moment in the film where it feels as if the screenwriters went, well, that's that done then. We've done a good job and we just put a couple of things in here, blah, 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 blah. And there's a point in the film where from that point on, the film just sort of like deteriorates and gets worse and worse and worse.
Oh, shame.
It is. It's like watching like, you know, a really nice apple rot in front of your eyes. Just to like, you know, really, really say, this was good. This was firm. This was great. This was fast paced. It was great. It was brilliant. I was enjoying it. And then something happens and then the film just goes downhill from there.
Right.
And by the end of the film, you're kind of left going, no.
So mark out of 10.
I'll give it a 3 out of 5. I'll give it 3 out of 5, but mainly because of the first half an hour, 40 right. minutes. It's really, really, that really gets you.
All right.
And then the second one is Ant-Man.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I need to know details.
Details of Ant-Man. Okay, cool. Marvel. So you know Marvel, they made the Avengers movies.
Milk powder.
Yeah. You can just imagine. Next thing, Marvel's milk powder.
Coming to you soon.
Coming to a cinema near you soon.
Sorry, I couldn't resist it. It was open goal.
Yeah. So they have the Captain America movies, the Iron Man movies, the Thor movies, the Avenger movies. And this is a new one that it's one of the old things, but it's like, you know, Ant-Man. It has Michael Douglas in it and has Paul Rudd in it. And it's the latest superhero who, as the name says, his power is that he can shrink down to like the size of an ant. But he essentially still has the strength that he has when he's still... He's like a full-grown person. And this is a really, really good film, and it's a bit of a departure from what Marvel does, because Marvel, I mean, I love Marvel, and I'm biased, and I'm more likely to like any Marvel movie that comes. It has to be really, really bad for me to not like it. So I quite like it, but what they've gone for a smaller story, and it's really, at the heart of it is a story about fathers and daughters. So it's all about the superheroes in this film. Their motivation is really about their daughters, and it's about wanting to protect their daughters and wanting to be the heroes that they want, they're wanting to be the heroes that they want their daughters to think that they are. And it's really, really well done. It's really, really funny. It was originally written and was going to be directed by Edgar Wright, the guy who directed Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
Right.
Yeah, it was going to be, and you can see bits of the script where you're like, that's totally what he would do, because they're just these, there's laugh out loud funny moments where you think, okay, it's a superhero who shrinks down to the size of an ant. Oh, this is just, it sounds stupid. It should not work. But almost every single thing about the film that you think, that's stupid, that shouldn't work, they make it work. They make it work. There is a line that had everybody. There's a line that had everybody cracked up. If anybody goes to see the film, or if anybody has seen the film, the line, oh, that's one messed up looking dog. they will understand what
it
means.
It's not funny.
I know it's not. Out of context, it's like, what the heck? But you watch the film at that point, it cracks you up. And there's a brilliant, brilliant bit with a Thomas the Tank Engine bit in it. The guys, the people who play all the roles are really, really good. I mean, like, Michael Douglas shows up as the original inventor of the suit, so the original Ant-Man. Then you go like Paul Rudd and like, essentially all around the cast is quite good. Oh, and I also say Terminator Genisys as well. Like, Arnie is brilliant in Terminator Genisys.
He gets better, doesn't he?
Yeah, he gets better with age. I mean, there's bits where he does the whole Terminator thing, but the way he plays with it, he's so good in it. I think almost all the performances in Terminator Genisys are actually quite good, which is, I think it's just a script that lets it down, and that's a bit of a problem. But Ant-Man, 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Wow, is that for youngsters as well?
Oh, Ant-Man is definitely aimed at youngsters.
Good, excellent.
I mean, the whole dynamic, it's aimed at, Marvel know that teenagers is where they make their money.
Good. So that will suit you, Max. Get your kids to take you. You'll understand that one.
Yeah, they can take me. Yeah, a bit of pick and mix.
No, I thought I would recommend it. Ant-Man, definitely take.
Right. Hey, look, we're running out of time. Tozin, yes. What is what's on the horizon next time? 2 weeks time?
I don't even know. I'm just a bit frazzled at the moment. I know there's quite a few things coming up. Fantastic Four.
You were running, and he's not even broken sweat. Look, he's so super cool.
You know, and I'll tell you, because I just got back from the holiday, and I'm still not quite into the flow of things yet. And so I was kind of like just hanging around at home, and then I looked at the phone, and I was like, so I legged it out.
There's a movie in itself. You ought to be an actor, you. That was great. Hey, thanks for coming in, Tozin. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you very much for having me, even though I was late. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.